Dance, que te thumb scat now, oh god, kiono aguma gantek, tata wow, welcome back everybody to the Cree Chatter Hour. Fun with to see Caso Yane, gua.
Tata tina guan.
You know what? I really can't take you serious. He's back to only having one tooth right now. Because he gets his tooth put back in permanently.
No, you know what? Our late bro, Keish, would always make fun of our niece Jaster from across the land, their Dave Janvier. Mm-hmm. And that's how they would talk to each other. They would say, oh, hey, how you doing? Oh, good. Then they go, hey, it's ta-ta-ra-ta-ta-ra-ta. Because that's how Keish would say. I would never understand what you were saying in your language. That's all I would hear is ta-ta-ra-ta-ta-ra-ta-ta-ra-ta-ta-ra.
But we're at the part of the show where we like to share a little bit of music with you all. And who's going to go first today?
Me.
Okay.
Me
apagol. Just go. I'm going to turn on the effect for you. So if you explain a little bit about the song before I do that.
I will after I sing the song because I just love
after?
To sing. After, yes.
Just say Bannock Balls again.
Bannock Balls.
And here we go with the majestic voice of Dallas Waskahat.
This is the song called Bannock Balls. Okay.
What is that song called? Bannock Balls?
Yeah, Bannock Balls.
But a little history on that song. It's actually just a new song that was given to your group, Cree Confederation, by an amazing song composer, Chi.
Yep, from Shane Dion to Sane. I always like his middle name, Shane Dion. And he was a lead singer for Northern Cree and one of the co-founders of the new generation, but prior from your dad and them, Toots and Leroy, and then mm-hmm. I mean they took
Northern, iconic,
like, yeah, iconic. They, you know, being part of that group iconically from that time on up, right? They were
some of those, you know, those really iconic songs from like the 90s, probably in the early, like the 2000s, up until maybe a few years ago.
Yep,
were probably, because some of them were composed by him, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, Toots was the lead singer, man. He was the guy. He did do a lot with that group and took that group to a whole nother level.
And he has one of those very distinct voices too. Like when he was lead singing, you knew it was him. You know what I mean? Even his style of songs, like that's such a beautiful song, really pretty song. I think the first time we sang it was just last week at, what was it? K-Day's Power. Stampede.
Yeah.
Speaking of K-Day's, that comes up this week, doesn't it?
It does. It comes, starts on Sunday, actually.
You guys, go check out the Indigenous, is it the Indigenous Hall?
Yep.
It's like being in a powwow in there. They have all kinds of Indigenous vendors. You could probably even get like an Indian taco there. And they have live entertainment all day long for the remainder of all of K-Days. You guys go check it out. I actually got to perform there last year. It was amazing.
It was actually nice to go there and, like, you know, do something different, right, than Batsimuin.
Yeah,
that was a nice time, actually.
And so go check it out. You guys will probably see somebody you know there. You know, if you want to go just hang out with a bunch of other Indigenous people, or maybe you're non-Indigenous and you want to get a little taste of the culture and the music and the scene, go check out. I don't know what hall it is, and it is, but I know it's at the Expo Center during K-Days, and you can go check it out there. You know, since we paid a trip to the West Coast and, you know, to visit some my Salish side of the family, I think I'm going to share a song that my grandma actually let me record. And it's in the Statliam language. And I actually got to sing with her there. I'm not sure if any of you guys follow my music. This is called the Grandmother Song. It was composed by my actual grandma, Florence Bertilla Thomas. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Here's a little bit of it. Hi, 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 yo, hi, yo, ho, ya, we, yo. Mumich tumshka, o kaku, ukbi. Mumich tumshka, o kaku, ukbi. Hi, 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 so that was a little song. I just sang like most of the song. It's kind of a long song, but I hope you guys enjoyed it. Again, we like to leave you guys, our Cree Chatter Hour listeners, with the three phrases that to encourage you in speaking and on your Nehiwewin speaking journey, and that's agamemok, gaipume, and gaini peoset. Agamemok, meaning persevere, gaipume, don't give up, and gaini peoset, don't be shy. I think that's my favorite one out of all of those phrases, is don't be shy. It's so easy to get discouraged when it comes to trying to speak our language. There's always that fear of saying something funny, or, you know, maybe feeling a little embarrassed when people chuckle or something like that, or correct us. And you know what? Don't let anything discourage you. Our language is a beautiful tool that we need to utilize more and share. And it's more of a lifestyle and a way of thinking. There was always this phrase that I heard when I started my journey, and that was that Nehio Mamto Neitzagan, which means that Nehio thought and that Nehio way of thinking. Our language is so much more than something that we speak in or something that we sing in, something that we communicate in. It's a whole way of life. It's a whole way of thinking. A lot of our traditional teachings and cultures and practices and what makes us Nehio people is all embedded in that language. And we hope that you guys enjoy today's show. And I want to say, that's all for now. We will see you again on next week's Cree Chatter Hour. But before we go anywhere, we want to leave you with this little song. It is a beautiful NAC song by none other than the group known as Miwa Sinuma, a Nehiu Native American Church group of singers. And I do believe that they are based out of Saskatchewan. I hope you guys enjoy this song by them. Thank you.
Going on,